This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The nation is celebrating the 77th Republic Day today. President Draupadi Murmu led the nation in celebrating the Republic Day from Kartavya Path in New Delhi. The ceremony commenced with the visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the National War Memorial, where he led the nation in paying tributes to the fallen heroes by laying a wreath. President Draupadi Murmu arrived at Kartavya Path in a ceremonial buggy with the chief guests of the parade, President of the European Council Antonio Costa and President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen. The national flag was unfurled, followed by the national anthem with a 21-gun salute using 105mm light field guns.
The Republic Day parade at Kartavya Path today highlighted a unique blend of India's cultural diversity and military prowess. The theme this year is Swatantrata Ka Mantra Vande Mataram and Samriddhi Ka Mantra Atmanirbhar Bharat. 30 tableaux from various states, union territories and central government ministries and departments were displayed during the parade. These tableaux showcase the cultural diversity of the country by exhibiting a unique mix of 150 years of national song Vande Mataram and the nation's rapid progress on the back of growing self-reliance across sectors. Tri-services tableau showcasing replicas of major weapon systems used by the Indian military during Operation Sindoor was one of the key attractions at the parade. BrahMos and Akash weapon systems, the rocket launcher system Suryastra with deep strike capabilities and the main battle tank Arjun were among the main military platforms that India presented during the parade at Kartavya Path. President Murmu conferred the Indian Air Force Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla with India's highest peacetime gallantry award, the Ashok Chakra. The event concluded with a flypast by 29 Indian Air Force aircraft, including Rafale, Su-30, Su-95, MiG-29, Apache, among others.
Flanked by two Sukhoi MTR-30s, escorting the Poseidon 8i.
Over 2,500 artists presented cultural performances during the parade, with special guests from different walks of life attending the ceremony. With Anupam Mishra, Priya Mondal, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Home Minister Amit Shah and other union ministers have extended greetings to citizens in India and abroad on the occasion of the 77th Republic Day. The Indian diaspora across the world celebrated India's 77th Republic Day with enthusiasm at Indian missions abroad, where the national tricolour was unfurled and patriotic fervour was on full display. Britain's King Charles III has conveyed warm Republic Day greetings to the people of India, praising the enduring India-UK partnership rooted in shared Commonwealth values. He also congratulated India on securing the 2030 Commonwealth Games in Ahmedabad. In Washington, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio extended Republic Day greetings to India, highlighting the India-U.S. close cooperation on defense, energy, critical minerals, and emerging technologies to multi-layered engagement through the Quad. In the United States, a massive winter storm has knocked out power to over a million, disrupted tens of thousands of flights and left several dead as dangerous cold and snow swept from the south to the northeast. In cricket, India registered a crushing 8-wicket victory over New Zealand in the third T20 of the 5-match series at the ACA Stadium, Barsapara in Guwahati last night. And with that, we end this news bulletin.